This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Southeast Asia's top diplomats are meeting to appoint a special envoy to help deal with the political crisis and violence gripping Myanmar and finalize an emergency plan to help control a coronavirus outbreak that many fear is spiraling out of control in the military-ruled nation. The Nation Association of Southeast Asian Nations, frequently dismissed by critics as the ineffective talk shop, has been under increasing international pressure to act on the troubles unfolding in Myanmar, a member where the military's February toppled the elected government. The grouping, however, is hamstrung by its policy of non-interference in the domestic affairs of member nations, as well as its requirements to reach a consensus among members. The United States has joined the United Kingdom and Israel in accusing Iran of carrying out deadly drone strikes that killed two aboard a tanker off of Oman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement in a statement on Sunday. Blinken said, upon review of the available information, "We're confident that Iran conducted this attack, which killed two innocent people, using one-way explosives or drones, lethal capability it is increasingly employing throughout the region." He added that there was no justification for the attack, which follows a pattern of attacks and other belligerent behavior. Iran earlier denied being involved. Israel's prime minister directly blamed Iran and made a veiled threat about retaliating. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States' top infectious disease expert is warning that more pain and suffering is ahead as COVID-19 cases climb again and officials plead with unvaccinated Americans to get inoculated. Dr. Anthony Fauci also said on ABC's This Week that he does not foresee additional U.S. lockdowns because he believes enough people are vaccinated to avoid a recurrence of last winter. However, he said not enough are inoculated to crush the outbreak. Currently, 58% of Americans 12 years and older are fully vaccinated. However, the director of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins, said on CNN that U.S. vaccinations are up 56% in the last 2 weeks. The Financial Times reported on Sunday that Pfizer and Moderna have both raised their prices of their COVID-19 vaccines in their latest European Union supply contracts. The new price for the Pfizer shot was 19.50 euros against 15.50 euros previously. And the newspaper said, citing portions of contracts seen, the price of a Moderna vaccine was $25.50 a dose, a contract show, and that's up from about 19 euros in the first procurement deal, but it is lower than previously agreed upon at $28.50 because the order had grown, the report said, citing one official close to the matter. The European Commission said Tuesday that the EU is on course to hit a target of fully vaccinating at least 70% of the adult population by the end of the summer. Tokyo Olympics organizers said Sunday that they have banished six people, including two silver medalists, from the Games for breaking rules designed to prevent COVID-19. Meanwhile, Tokyo's governor Sunday urged the public to abide to health protocols and get vaccinated after daily record-high COVID-19 cases were reported in the capital on consecutive days. She toured a vaccination center located in an underground passageway connected to Tokyo Station, which aims to inoculate 2,000 education workers and others per day. Case numbers in the Olympic host city surged to a record high of 4,058 on Saturday. That's according to the Metropolitan Government, and it exceeds 4,000 for the first time and overshadows the games altogether. Again, Tokyo Olympic organizers saying that they have banished six people, including two silver medalists, from games for breaking rules designed to prevent COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.